your sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this morning. What's up, guys? Happy Wednesday. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And yeah, we're just...
checking in.
We got caught in a wind tunnel there for a second.
We're dead. I love it.
How are you feeling as opposed to like Monday and Sunday?
I'm like a little better. But I need to figure this out. I mean, I've been sick for like 2 weeks. So, time to...
Remember that time I was sick for a year and a half?
Yeah, you just couldn't breathe. Every time you would talk, you're like... you're like, bro, you good?
I was
not, you want to vent during the show.
Completely flatlining every time we open the mic. How about that rain, huh, guys? I'm so sick and tired of everybody posting on social media. Well, we really needed it.
Yeah,
did we?
We've been getting it for the last 3 days. I think we need less of it. We're literally flooding.
69 for the high today, though. And yeah, fall vibes. I finally pulled out the denim jacket this morning.
Oh, yes. So important to pull out the denim jacket.
Where's our friends at, Breeze?
They're here and they're ready to go. We have our girl Lindsay weighing in.
What's up,
Lindsay's
man?
Here. She said vibes are high because we officially got all of our back to school shopping done and ready to go.
Ready to go. Get them trapper keepers.
It's so important. Who else is here? We have Brittany weighing in. Brittany says, I'm a tired mom of three, but we are thriving. Oh, well, in just a couple short days, hopefully, I mean, I don't know how old your kids are, we'll be going back to school, so send it.
You know, I was talking with my parents the other day, and I remember my dad saying, yeah, at 27, I had three kids, a wife, a mortgage, and at 27, I remember, I was like, getting ready to walk the streets of LA to sell my plasma.
Yeah.
It's like different, you know, it's just different times, different journeys.
It's like $32 after tax.
a different journey for sure.
Yeah, absolutely a different journey. Who else is here for this morning's good vibes? We have, oh, yes, of course, Catherine. Why wouldn't you be here? Catherine's here and she says, morning. Vibes are okay today. I think I have to put my cat down, but more on that tomorrow.
I'm sorry to hear that, Catherine.
Oh my God.
Last
Amy
from the past?
From Sodus is here.
Whoa.
Where have you been, my sister?
What's up, Amy?
And Nico and Steve.
What?
These guys. All right. Okay. All right. Let's get to Amy first. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Family weekend getaway is planned. Off to the gym and then time with Romeo. Have a great day. Romeo. Oh, Romeo. Art thou Romeo? We have missed you.
Yeah, it's good to...
You and Romeo.
Thanks for checking in, Amy. I'm glad the weekend getaway is going to be able to look forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Breeze and Moose. Vibes are high today because I hope I get to go back to work next week. Love you. Oh, said no one literally ever.
Nobody ever said that?
Wow.
The same way nobody ever says, wow, that lean cuisine really filled me up.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
And then, yeah, Nico and Steve are here. Good morning and happy Wednesday from Nico and Steven.
What up?
Vibes are always up for, you guessed it,
payday.
Love you guys. Have a wonderful, blessed day. They're just constantly cashing jacks.
That's it.
Constantly stacking bands, you know?
I guarantee you, between the two of them, their rent is like $450 a month. I mean, they're just absolutely...
They also live in the middle of Kendall, so of course.
Yeah, they're crushing it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear from you guys this morning. Thank you, everyone, for texting in your good vibes. Breeze?
My rent would also be $12 if I lived out in the middle of nowhere, but these are the prices we pay. Vibes are good, you know. I'm going to I don't even know what I'm going to tonight. Some like party, white party. It's like what? The end of the summer, Labor Day.
Where is it?
Don't know. Secret location.
But is it Rochester, Ontario County?
Yeah. It's in the city, I think. Okay. I don't know. I think I'm being blindfolded and then taken there. I was invited by somebody, so I'm not really sure.
Got it.
But I guess it's exclusive, clearly, if they're not even telling you the address before the party. They're like, we're actually not going to disclose the address because you're coming and you have a microphone and we don't want you to tell everybody where it is. So.
Well, that might not be it, but it's a possibility.
It could be.
It could be somebody's basement. I mean.
It's outside. Yeah, it is outside somewhere. But we'll see.
I hope there's a tent. Well, now, you know what? Actually, I don't see a lot of rain for today, you guys.
Like,
it's Wednesday. It's going to be. I think we're gonna see the sun. Yeah, we're gonna see the sun today.
Stunning. Yeah, I can't wait.
I love acting like I'm a meteorologist, but I'm just looking at my iPhone.
Yeah, he's like, I bring your umbrella. I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, perfect. Love it.
Vibes are up today. I think I'm ready to go for Italy. I think I'm good to go. So I got a couple things arriving today from Amazon, last minute things. Like, I had to buy these card blockers that you put in your wallet just to kind of scramble anybody that's trying to steal all of your credit cards and debit cards and passports.
Your narcissistic mindset around this trip is insane. You're like, if anyone's getting robbed, it's me. They obviously want everything I have.
Well, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people who's been there and, you know, just traveled a lot. And they're like, it's good to have, you know, a lot of gypsies, a lot of thieves,
gotta
mafioso.
Gotta get your converter, your outlet converter.
I do have that.
Yeah.
Guys, just about anybody is getting a driver's license today. I'll tell you about coming up in the news in just a little bit. What happened last night? Over the weekend, you got one guy charged with a DWI, and then there's another guy that fell asleep at the wheels that deputies had to wake up. Then he sped off when he saw them. He hit a whole bunch of parked cars and mailboxes. It's a lot. That was in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you the whole story coming up next on the show. It's PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
Number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. A man is charged with DWI after a car hit a gas line near a house in the village of Honeoye Falls. This was last night, forcing the residents to evacuate. It all happened on Ontario Street around 10:40 p.m. Witnesses said the driver ran from the scene before deputies arrived. And deputies say they found the driver identified as 28-year-old David Boyer of Rochester after searching the area with a canine unit. He was taken into custody. Then you have another driver facing charges after Monroe County Sheriff's deputies say he was unresponsive behind the wheel.
Oh my gosh.
So he regained consciousness and then sped away from them. And it all started when deputies responded to Hilltop Drive. This took place in Pittsburgh. Around 4:30 p.m., this was over the weekend, and deputies say they were able to wake up the driver, and when he awoke, he sped off, hitting several mailboxes, parked cars, and trees. And the car finally stopped.
Oh, he's unwell.
After hitting a large tree on Crestview Drive. Driver had cuts, bruises. I mean, they took him to the hospital, but he's expected to recover. He's charged with reckless driving and obstructing governmental administration, along with being issued multiple traffic tickets. I mean, they're just giving anybody a driver's license today. I don't know what's going on with these people.
I guess so.
But hitting a gas line with your vehicle, that could have ended terribly.
It could have. Wowzers. It's like, what are we doing here, people? What are we doing?
Well, I mean, here's what I'm thinking, though, too. It's like, you regained consciousness. Did he realize that the cops were trying to pull him over, or was he so startled that he just floored it, hitting every mailbox on the street?
He's like, someone's trying to rob me. They're like, nope, we're trying to arrest you. So
crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Obviously, both of those people are okay, thankfully, but just what a trip.
Wildly insane, for sure. Moose, you're going to Italy here pretty soon.
Yeah, the trip, it got messy.
Yeah. I mean, it never wasn't messy.
That's true too, Gracie. So. Yeah, so it involves a family member. It involves a little drama and a choice that I decided to make that, I don't know, it's got everyone upset, especially my aunt. And also want to do, like, I want to ask the question, what's wrong with being just a little bougie while on vacation? And I can't wait to hear how many of you listening would have done the exact same thing that I decided to do. We'll talk about all of it coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Hey. How you doing? PXY, it's Moose, it's Breezy. What's up, guys? So, Italy trip is coming up with my parents. And I made it a point to finally just really start getting excited about the trip. You know what I mean?
You weren't excited for a minute there.
No, there was a lot of anxiety. There was a lot of stress that came with just, I don't know, getting ready and...
flying there, sharing a room with your parents, you know, all the things.
Buttoning everything up, all the loose ends. We had the discussion on the show last week on my whole room situation with mom, dad, you know, all the things. So I thought it would be a good idea to just take some time for myself while I was there, because I've never been to Italy, let alone Europe, so I want to just splurge a little bit.
Sure.
So my aunt FaceTimed me the other day asking for my itinerary and all the things, and she says, we're going to drive you to the airport when you do have to leave early, because mm-hmm. I'm staying for a couple weeks. My parents are staying for like 3 weeks. Right. They're going to be there. I'm leaving early. I said, I don't need a ride. It's okay. She says, what do you mean? You have a ride? We'll take you. Very adamant about taking me.
Right. Got to do it.
I said, I already scheduled everything. I paid for it. We're good to go. She says, you taking the bus? I said, no. She goes, you going to take a taxi? I said, no. She goes, what are you doing? I said, I got a private limo.
I can't. No, I literally can't.
She says, what do you mean? I said, I got a limo. It was cheap. She got so pissed at me, like I did her dirty. I said, I did some research. I called the hotel. They told me a taxi was like 60 euros, even to get to the airport. But if I wanted my own private limo, it was like $10 more.
Yeah, that's the only sense of privacy you'll be getting on this trip.
I was like, yeah, I booked the private limo to take me to the airport. I was like, this is a no-brainer. Of course I'll take the limo. And then I said, well, hold on. How much is a private limo if I rent it for a night?
Just no, literally, just to sleep in it. Aren't you sleeping with your parents?
Well,
aren't
we haven't.
Are you sharing a room with them? Yeah, of course you can afford a limo, because you're not paying for the hotel. I bet my bottom dollar you're not paying for meals.
Well, we.
I'm sure your family has it covered.
Brace, listen, we haven't worked that part out yet.
All the way out. Literally, first thing he's paid for all trip. I got a limo.
Wait, the hotel situation, it's being worked out. I'm most likely going to have my own room. But I said,
right.
So I said, hold on a second. I told the concierge, I said, how much is a private limo if I rent it for a night just to take me out for like a few hours or around Rome or, you know, around the town? How much for around the town? And they said, well, if you want it for the night, it's about 200 euros. And I said, what's for Saturday? They said, that's correct. I said, yeah, book it. Book that bad boy. So my aunt calls my dad and tells him I'm being bougie and that I should drive with them to the airport. And I said, why? I said, why? I'm going to get into this enterprise rent-a-car when I could have a private limo all to myself? I mean, it just makes sense. And I'm trying to explain the math to her, and she's just not having it.
This just goes back to everything we've ever talked about of the ways that you spend money are astronomically.
Please, I'm on vacation.
Out of this world.
I'm on vacation. It's you like, would do it too.
Hey, I need money for food. I'm going to buy a generator instead. Nope, I'm buying a limo. Okay.
Breeze, listen to me. You would do it too. In my aunt.
It just kills me though, because I know for certain you paid for your flight, love it. As of right now, you're not paying for the hotel. I can't imagine your dad Venmo requesting you from across the table in Rome and saying, pay for your gnocchi.
There's going to be plenty of meals that I cover.
Right.
You're telling me if a taxi's 60, but a private limo is 10 bucks more, you wouldn't do it?
It just goes to show you absolutely hate the environment. You hate Europe.
You're
just blowing gas into the air. And you know what? Furthermore, you're over here and you're like, I need to blend. I don't want to be, you know, in the know of the mafia and the mob. I don't want to get robbed. You don't think you're going to get robbed rolling up in a private limo? Please.
Well, it's not like I'm going to be covered in gold. I'm not wearing all my jewelry.
Give me a break.
My aunt is mad because she thinks, because it's my first time in Italy, my only source of transportation should be on a bicycle pedaling around the countryside.
And with a baguette in the basket.
Right. She told me I'm doing it wrong and that I should be ashamed of myself. I said, Aunt Maria, a limo for $10 more than a taxi? Come on. That's a no-brainer.
I will say this, though, because I have been to Europe. Everything there is so much smaller.
I know.
So the car, their standard car is a Mini Cooper. So their limo is probably just a Honda Odyssey. You know what I mean? It's just a van. So I...
Blacked out.
Yeah, I will. I can't wait for you to roll up to this quote-unquote limo, and they're just sliding the van door open. Hey, pop in.
See, the problem is a lot of my family members can't handle, especially the old school ones, they can't handle people doing things differently than what they're used to. But does anyone think this is over the top bougie or is it strategic? Listen, maybe it's not practical and I get that, but I'm on vacation. I worked my ass off. Why can't I splurge a little bit?
I just think it's hilarious because it's not like you're getting a limo for you and your family coming in. It's just you riding solo. Like, it's not like you're like, guys, I'm going to treat us. I'm going to do something fun for us. It's literally just you.
They can come if they want.
Yeah, they're going to go to the airport just to come back.
Well, I am getting it for the Saturday night, but what's wrong?
Yeah, but you're going out. They'll be in bed.
No. What's wrong with sitting in the back of a limo sipping a little Prosecco through the streets of Rome, huh? Hey. Come on.
You hanging out the side, you're going to get robbed in an instant. Your biggest fear will come true.
Carrie says, Moose, I would have done the same thing. Private limo for basically the price of a taxi? That's smart, not bougie. Enjoy yourself. Thank you so much. Thank you, Carrie.
I can't. I'm team no limo.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why, though. Come on, Breeze.
You're doing it for the Instagram. Call it for what it is.
This has nothing. I'm not you. This has nothing to do with social media. Of course.
We'll see it.
But
we'll see your little... Your little chinos, your little feet.
Oh,
with glass.
I'm gonna be covered in linen. Are you kidding me? I'm already excited. I'm starting to get pumped. The tables have turned. Moose does Rome. Come with me. As I walk
Come
you
with me to a private limo service in Rome.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That ride is not gonna be. It's not gonna be pleasant because the entire road is cobblestone. So it's like. You'll see.
No, I know. I'll make it work. It's going to be very comfortable. I don't know. I feel like they're going to treat me like royalty when I show up there. So,
I highly doubt it.
Isn't their money worth more than ours right now?
Not at all. 200 euro is around approximately 240 here. So you're spending like $240 here. So
okay.
No. Which is great. I mean, you're getting a discount, kind of. Not
well, because
really.
I went to the bank yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I gave them $500, and I was like, I need you to trade these in. I'm trading this in for euros. They're like, oh, okay, with the exchange rate, I gave them $500. They're like, you're getting like 386 euros back.
Yes, you're losing money. You're just losing it. 98PXY.
Has anyone ever heard of the term masclophobia?
It's insane. It's literally insane.
It's an irrational fear of mascots and costumes. And Julie, who wrote in, is claiming her daughter has it, which is one of the reasons she has anxiety when it comes to starting the new school year next week. And I'm also assuming one with this phobia is most likely afraid of clowns, too. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday after the show, this message comes in. I look at Breezy. I said, stop what you're doing right now. Come over here and read this.
I was like, I can't read, but I'll give it my best go.
I've officially seen it all. Here's the actual message from our listener, Julie. Hi, Moose and Breezy. This is Julie. I just wanted to share something I've been struggling with as a parent. My daughter has masclophobia, which is a real fear of people in masks or costumes. And it's gotten to the point where she's terrified to go back to school next week. She knows the school sometimes has assemblies with mascots or even pep rallies with homecoming, and just the thought of it gives her anxiety. I feel awful because she's 14 and should be excited about school, but instead she's scared. She's a smart girl with a good group of friends, and I struggle because I don't really know how to help her through this, and it's been weighing on me a lot. What's really hard is that it feels like schools don't take kids like my daughter into consideration. Right. They don't think about the fact that mascots can be genuinely scary for some kids, and honestly, I feel like schools should get rid of mascots altogether. She's already nervous about school enough, and now she has an added layer of fear that most people don't even think about. As her mom, it breaks my heart because I want her to feel safe and excited to go to school, not terrified. I would appreciate you guys sharing my message to spread awareness.
Okay, so I am going to try and be as sensitive as possible because...
It's so important to be sensitive.
That's just what I'm going to do. I think that that's the opposite of what I typically do.
Sure.
I do think that parents and people as a whole, as alike, have gotten very soft over the years. I do. I do think that. But in the same breath, you can't like get soft and then tell people to toughen up because we're on this wave of respecting mental health, honoring mental health, you know, nurturing mental health and making sure that it's good to go and being talked about in a way that has never been before. Right? So I just think that it's important to recognize that this is a real fear. Although it might sound silly to others, it is.
This is, I don't know, for the first time, I'm speechless. Like, do you guys side with Julie here? Should schools be more considerate? Or, I don't know, have we officially gone off the rails? 585-252-9800. Give us a call. So, Julie and her daughter, I believe they live in Fairport, and I can only assume she probably goes to Fairport High School. I don't know that for sure, but I do know that their mascot is a raider.
He's like, yep, scariest one in the area, raider. She must go to Fairport.
It looks like a pirate.
It's like, if you really think of how scary pirates are, I mean, you've seen Captain Phillips.
Does it
scary?
Anyone? Well, I guess this mascot can remind someone of their drunk uncle. That's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But give us a text or a call. Matt just weighed in first and says, guys, I've been saying it for years. Kids today are just built differently. Being scared of the high school mascot at 14, her daughter may not be ready for high school. Yes, that's a.
He's like homeschooler.
That's an option too.
Grow up. You're soft. It's a person dressed up. Does she go trick-or-treating? Then it's probably fine.
Masclophobia. And then you have tuberophobia, which is the irrational fear of pickles.
Yes, of course.
That is an actual
thing. A lot of these sound made up, but you do no, what you need to do.
They're actual things. Let's go over to Kaylee Wayne in real quick. Good morning, Moose and Breeze. As a mom, I feel for Julie, but asking to get rid of mascots is just unrealistic. Every kid has something that freaks them out. And if we remove everything, school just won't exist anymore.
Correct.
That's very true.
Correct. But I do think that, like, if she were to go to her school counselor and be like, this is what I'm dealing with, they're not going to be like, well, toughen up, kid. Buck up.
What was your fear in school? Do you remember? Did you have one?
Not until it happened.
Which was?
School shooting.
Oh, yeah. That's a fear, sure.
Yeah. And then it happened. I was like, well, I mean, it happened, so it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Yours is a little different than mine. Mine was reading in front of the class.
Right.
I'm serious.
It's a little different.
I got crippling anxiety when it was time to give a book report in front of the class. There was times I faked being sick. I wanted nothing to do with it.
Oh, wow.
It was, crippling anxiety all day long.
This person says, I understand that this is a real fear, but this is something that her and her family need to work through and figure out something together.
Right. How do you affect the whole school and the district and everybody that has a mascot, which is every single high school? I mean,
would be great. I mean, also working with a school counselor would be awesome, too, because they're the one who's going to be there when that happens.
Yeah, you know what would be helpful? Meeting the man behind the mask.
Yeah.
Whoever
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
So whoever is the mascot of the Fairport Raider, you know, maybe get them in the room together. She could see how.
Yeah, they could do couples therapy together in the mask.
Let's go over to Holly. I went to Hilton. We were the cadets, but the mascot is the one. The mascot is the one, like any sporting event, that gets everyone hyped up. And without it, there's no pride left in the school. Just tell this mom to homeschool her daughter. I knew it was coming. I knew someone was going to say homeschool.
So this person says, as a licensed therapist who specializes in OCD, anxiety, and other phobia disorders, because that's exactly what this is, I cannot ignore this. She needs exposure therapy. Respond to prevention therapy as well. There is only one way to get through this. It's not the school. It's not changing their policies to accommodate something that can be fixed with therapy. Anxiety disorders and phobias are real and should not be framed to make people look weak. However, we also cannot reconstruct the entire world to accommodate untreated mental health conditions.
I think that's extremely well said. I'm not positive what's involved with exposure therapy, but I was told I needed it for OCD. Have yet to do that, but I do appreciate that woman or whoever that was texting in, the therapist.
This person says, this is the type of kid who's afraid of Santa as a tween. Toughen up. You will live a rough life. Oh, God.
Thank you for that. We got to continue this conversation. Before we take a break, we do want to hear from you because we have to talk more about this. Do you think schools should consider kids like Julie's daughter, who has this phobia of mascots, or is it a ridiculous request to make the schools in 2025 just get rid of all mascots?
Cut it.
Cut it out. Shut it down. Text or call us at 585-252-9800. We'll talk more about it coming up after the break on PXY.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It's a love story. Baby, just say yes. And that's exactly what Taylor Swift said. Well, it was announced yesterday, but according to an inside source, a.k.a. Travis Kelce's dad. Yeah. It happened about 2 weeks ago. So I literally almost crashed my car yesterday.
So they got engaged 2 weeks ago. We thought it all happened yesterday.
I knew it didn't happen yesterday. But I literally was driving and I opened my phone to put my GPS on. And that was the first thing that popped up. And I screamed. I swerved. It was a whole thing.
She almost rolled the SUV.
It was my brand new car. It was truly a sight to be seen. But we have all known that this had been coming for a while.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, the couple's been together for over 2 years. And obviously, we all love Taylor and Travis. And if you're thinking to yourself, Breeze, you were just talking about Taylor yesterday and how annoyed you are with her. Well, we have a love-hate relationship, okay?
You still want her to be happy.
I love her. I just think she's annoying sometimes, which is fine. I'm allowed to feel that way. So, let's get into the nitty-gritty, shall we? The ring is stunning. It's 8 carats and it's $500,000.
Yep.
We love.
Small.
Just a modest little ring. And Travis's dad, Ed Kelce, gave an in-depth look at the recent proposal. He said it happened about 2 weeks ago. Travis was trying to plan this grand hoopla scheme. And dad knows best, told him repeatedly, you know, you could just do it on the side of the road. Do it any place and make it a special event. So they went out for drinks one night, went to this beautiful restaurant garden situation.
Yeah.
He got down on one knee.
Nobody was there. They rented out the whole place.
And asked her to marry him.
Now that I think of it, it's silly of any of us to possibly think this would have happened yesterday. Who gets engaged on a Tuesday? You know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody thought that who actually knows Taylor. Only you were like, I can't believe it happened this morning.
Well, you know, sometimes when it pops up right away, you see it on TMZ. It's like, when did this actually take place?
You know, and it,
a couple minutes ago.
It makes me wonder, you know, I think that they're just following suit of Josh and Haley, if I'm being honest.
I kind of have to agree with you.
They're copycatting.
Right. It was the same setting. I mean, Josh Allen and Haley, he proposed to her, I believe it was in California, and it was this beautiful garden right by the water. And then I don't know where they were. Adam and Eve's garden, when he got down on one knee, it was just a lot of greenery, a lot of flowers. It looked very pretty. It did.
Let's see. Travis popped the question right at a garden at his home in Summit Lee, Missouri.
Oh, it was in Missouri?
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that's obviously where they live, or he lives. I mean, she has a house in every state, so it doesn't really matter.
So can we ask this question real quick? Because I got to know. It's not like anybody is asking Taylor Swift to sign a prenup. She is at a different level, okay?
I mean, Taylor should be asking him.
Right, but do you think she's going to?
I don't know.
It would be a smart thing to do.
You know, Taylor Swift is one of the most calculated, intelligent human beings, whether that be from her own brain or the dozens of brains that she keeps around her. I think she herself is just businesswoman to a T in every sense of the word, but make it fun, right? She's not wearing stuffy suits and being like, rah, rah, rah. I think that she will, but then again, everyone saw the podcast. Everyone can tell how in love they
Breeze,
are. And for
Breeze.
Every Brad, Chad, and lad out there that was like, this is a PR stunt. They're literally doing this for media. Like, what a crazy...
I don't care.
What a crazy commitment to the bit, if that's the case.
Yeah, I don't care how in love you are. You better ask for a prenup. I'm sorry. Especially at that level.
Sure. And I think we can talk about that a little later. And I don't... Honestly, I really don't ever think that prenups are that bad.
No, I don't think so.
It's like insurance. You get insurance for... I could insure my left pinky toe right now. I could if I wanted to. And this is insurance for a marriage. That's what it is. So...
You don't know if Taylor one day is going to get super hammered and then all of a sudden, like, hook up with Elton John? You don't know what's going to happen.
I do know that that would never happen. I do for certain.
All right, well, congratulations to Taylor Swift and... boy, Kelsey. Earlier in the hour, we read a message from Julie, whose 14-year-old daughter suffers from masclophobia. That is a fear of mascots. And it's causing serious anxiety about going back to school next week. Julie said schools aren't taking her daughter's phobia seriously and thinks mascots should be removed altogether. And all the texts and the calls are coming in, 585-252-9800. We're going to continue to get to all of your messages and talk about this coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Earlier in the hour, we read a message from Julie, whose 14-year-old daughter suffers from masclophobia. And if you're not familiar... And you also had to look it up. This is a fear of mascots or people in masks that can include clowns, and is causing Julie's daughter to just suffer anxiety about going back to school next week because of the high school mascot.
Yes.
And Julie says schools aren't taking her daughter's phobia seriously and thinks mascots should ultimately be removed, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. I want to jump right into some calls because I know people have been waiting on hold. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, guys. This is Courtney calling.
Sup, Queen.
Sup, Courtney.
I'm sorry, but that message from the mom about her kid being scared of mascots, absolutely ridiculous. This is what's wrong with parents today. Everyone wants the world to bend over backward for their kids' little quirks.
Well, I know. Do you have any phobias yourself?
I don't. And, like, you know, in one sense, I feel for the girl. But of mascots, I mean, give me a break. They're literally people in costumes trying to pump up school spirit.
I mean, mascots, a fear of mascots can be a wide variety. I think it's, you know, what is a mascot? Someone in costume, like you just said. So
there
are, clowns are like the number one fear of anyone ever. And I don't think this is that different. It's just a different different head they're putting on, but, you know?
Right, but you can't take it away from all high schools because her daughter has a phobia to it.
No one's saying to take it away.
Julie
kind of is. Like, in the letter, I heard the letter. But it's just like, if her daughter's that fragile, maybe she's not ready for school. I mean, like, what is next?
She's not really? going to school.
You know, and we had texts come in earlier, Courtney. I know a few people were like, homeschooler. If this is what it comes down to, maybe homeschool your kid.
Yeah. Because, like, what about the mom who calls in who wants to cancel recess because someone's afraid of swings? Or what, are we getting rid of lunchrooms now because a kid doesn't like the smell of pizza? Like, at some point, yeah, I'm sorry. At some point, you got to parent your kids instead of expecting the entire school to change for her.
You're not wrong. I 100%
agree.
Yeah,
but I look at phobias as a disability. So, I mean, that's, and we're not saying to, I mean, if there is a student with a disability, they're not saying we're going to get rid of all stairs and they're in a wheelchair. They're saying there's going to be accommodations made for them. You know what I mean?
But how do you do it with a school mascot that brings school spirit and pride to the school? How do you combat that?
If you go to the Red Wings game, they have different sensory suites for people who have issues with that type of loud noise, crowd control, things of that nature. So they should start implementing that in high school. And no, I'm not trying to be soft and, like, say bend to every nook and cranny of someone's mental health. But at the same time, like, if we're really going to sit here and be like, mental health, we actually need to, like, put our money where our mouth is.
So this is a mental health thing?
Yes. She literally has a mental disorder around mascots.
Courtney,
I mean, like I said, I feel for the girl, but life just doesn't work that way. Like, the mom was saying that we should get rid of mascots. Now, that's not the appropriate response. The girl should just not come to events with mascots. Like, you're asking the school to get rid of a mascot altogether. That's just selfish. One kid's fear shouldn't ruin tradition for everyone else.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's disagreeing that obviously she has a phobia, and there's some phobia, like some people are scared of spiders, you know, depending on what it is. It's just there's different ways to combat it, but I don't know how you would do it with a school mascot. If anyone has suggestions, 585-252-9800.
I mean, I graduated in Penfield in 06, and our mascot was a bald eagle. Like, I couldn't imagine my mom calling the school up to say my daughter won't be able to make it today because you guys have a giant bird representing your school. Like, that she's scared of. Just give me a freaking break. Like, I don't know.
I mean, listen, I think that there are so many things that take place now that didn't in 06, which was nearly 20 years ago. No offense. Sorry, Queen, but you got to call a spade a spade. And we are so much more willing and able to adhere to other people's issues and recognize them. Am I saying that this mom should shelter her kid from the world? Absolutely not. And I think she's also trying to do the opposite because she wants her to have the experience. But I think there is a workaround, and I think there is an in-between. And schools need to figure that out.
Yeah. Courtney, I'm going to let you go because we're going to get to some of the messages coming in right now. But thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thanks so much. Love you guys.
All right.
Love you. Day.
Okay. Bye, Courtney.
Bye.
All right. Let's get over. Breeze, who do you got over there?
A couple of texts weighing in right now. This person says, not sure why this issue seems to be so complicated. Simply tell the master. I think they meant to say mascot.
The master.
The master of the mascots. that they need to stay away from her. That's simple as that.
Listen, this was my suggestion because we did earlier have somebody who weighed in and was like, exposure therapy is absolutely needed. Which I believe it involves exposing the patient to a situation in a controlled, safe environment. And the goal is to reduce their anxiety. So what do? Do you lock her in a dark room with the mascot? Because, you know, become friends?
Yeah, I don't think that's the way.
I was told I need exposure therapy when it comes to OCD, but I have yet to make time to do that. Angela says, instead of banning mascots, why not give her a heads up when one might be around and then let her opt out?
Yeah.
Or go to a quiet space which is also an option, but we don't have to get rid of school spirit altogether. Darnell says, look, I'm sorry, but we can't cancel mascots because one kid's afraid. I was scared of the school lunch lady, but they never got rid of her. I do agree the girl could use therapy or counseling, but that's an issue between her and her mom that they need to work out together.
Pop off, Darnell. Pop off.
And then Pat says, I understand this girl's fear. I had something similar as a kid. I used to have panic attacks at Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, yeah, those animatronics.
Yeah, well, he got arrested like 2 weeks ago, so.
Really?
Yeah, in Florida. Mr. Mouse, he literally got arrested on the job in costume.
Oh, the Coke binge. He went out. Yeah.
I don't know if it was that, but.
Let me get to one more real quick before we wrap up, because there's a lot of different angles on this one today. On what you do when your kid suffers from something like masculophobia, which is a fear of mascots or a mask or clowns. And obviously every high school has a mascot. Taylor says, no. My kid's terrified of Santa Claus. Doesn't mean we can ban Christmas. Freaking stop it. If she needs help, then go get help. But we as a society need to stop catering to the 1%, stop making your issues everyone else's problem. Taylor got that off her chest this morning.
Period.
Thank you guys so much for weighing in. And obviously, we appreciate Julie's message. And phobias are a real thing. We don't want to sound insensitive because 100% they are. It's just how you handle those phobias.
Right.
And or any issue that you have without shutting it down.
Shut it down.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY. Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Okay, guys, welcome to the show. Let's pop off this morning with your hot takes and unpopular opinions, because people apparently, by the looks of the text messages, they got a lot to say.
They really do. They're not happy.
No, they're not. You guys know the number, 585-252-9800. Katrina says, good morning, guys. Sometimes I pray that my friend's relationship will end just so she'll have something to stop talking about. Right. There I said it. Sometimes it can be a little much, sure. I think that's the problem now that Swift and Kelsey are going to have. Just constantly talking about their engagement.
I mean, people talk about that.
Let's make love tonight.
She was like, she said this on the podcast. She's like, we don't go on social media because it's like crazy out there.
Yeah, no, I mean, they get it.
She's like, we actually have like a lot of fun. Sometimes we'll go and read all the theories and we'll just have a good laugh.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, you gotta love the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, you gotta.
Especially when they're about you.
People are so creative, you know?
Who else is here this morning? We just got to Katrina. Let's go over to our friend Danielle listening. It is so beyond rude to bring something to a party and then take it with you. If it's half eaten or a bottle of wine still has some left, only then are you allowed to take it home with you. There I said it. Please. I'm not sure that's how it works.
Please.
I don't think that's how
Give
it works.
Give me a break. This person says, people at a drive-through who do not have their money or card ready to pay should be passed over.
That's me.
There I said it.
I went through the Dunkin' drive-through on Saturday morning, the one there on East Ave. I was not prepared. I felt so bad. They're like, sir, this app doesn't work. I was like, well, I know there's a code somewhere in this. Where's the QR code? He's like, oh, I don't think that's going to work. I was like, all right, well, let me give you my debit. Something happened with that. I went back to the app.
Yeah, and he's out here booking limousines in Italy. Can't even afford an avocado toast.
No, it's not that.
Right. There was you have more card issues than anyone I know. He's like, I swear there's money on it. I'm like, right. Yes, of course.
There's always money on it, but sometimes it has something to do with whatever's going on in there. Right. There's nothing to do with
right.
me.
Right. Piggybacking off of that, because mine for today is this. I need to exert more and exude more patience, because when I'm impatient, I actually just add more time to what it is that I'm doing. There, I said it.
Well, like,
for
give me an example.
Yesterday.
Sure.
I am getting gas at the Walmart in Henrietta. Okay?
There's always a line.
Always a line. We know this because it's the cheapest gas in all of Monroe County, according to Gas Buddy. So I
tell everyone what's the cost.
$2.75 right now.
That's pretty good.
Go pop off. You'll be there for 3 days, but just bring a tent. You'll be good. So
pack a lunch.
I go there, and the people that are there are just so either dumb, lacking massive brain cells, or just extremely inconsiderate. Okay? So I'm sitting in a line, and there's someone on the line next to me, and there's two pumps, and the one I'm in is only one. So I already shot myself in the foot there, right?
Got it.
But the person is at the one pump closest to the line, and the one around it is free. Completely free. No one's using it. And I'm like, do I just cut over? Or would I be an ass if I did that? So I decided to be a good person, waiting for the person behind that guy to go around.
Sure.
Wouldn't do it. Okay, great. So now I'm sitting there, and there's two people in front of me. The person's at the pump. They're just standing outside of their car.
They're not pumping gas.
They don't have their card out. They're talking to their baby. They're just hanging out. And I lost it. I peeled out of there to try and, like, go somewhere else. I don't know where else I was going. It was so busy. So then I went back to the original line I was in, and then I was two cars back from where I originally was.
You have to exercise patience. Let this be a lesson for you, Breeze.
Yeah, it was really bad, you guys. I lack it. I don't know if there's a way that I can go to, like, therapy or counseling to gain more patience, but it's something that I do not.
Yeah, that's why it's tough to drive with you, because you got a lot of road rage because you lack patience. You know, mine for today is if you see someone's parking meter has expired, I think it's your responsibility to feed that meter to make sure they don't
get
a ticket.
You've never once done that for me. But don't worry, I've done it for you multiple times.
See how crazy it is? See, this is a woman that keeps score like you wouldn't believe. But anytime she asks me for a favor, can you drive me
practice
here?
Practice what you preach,
can you do
bro?
This? Like, constantly, I never keep score. And there's been plenty of meters that I've put money into for even strangers, people I've never met, just so they don't get a ticket. Because it all comes circles back around. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but I'm more financially savvy than you, so.
All right, let's go over to Jay. Yo, what's up, guys? If someone puts their, like, family to me in their LinkedIn post, I instantly know they're about to get laid off. There, I said it. Also,
their job?
Yeah, are you guys hiring? I don't know, Jay. I don't know what department we would be hiring in. Thank you for asking,
though.
There's,
like, three people that work here. Like, no, we're not hiring, unfortunately. But you could apply to be my personal assistant since intern Joe is now gone.
Yes, you can take Breezy's car and fill it up with gas.
I would rather pay someone to sit at the Walmart in Henrietta for 3 hours than have me do it myself. Nightmare.
Let's go to Erica. Remote workers should not get the same promotions as people who come into the office. Sorry. People who actually go into work are just respected more. Hot take, but it's true. There, I said it. That came in from Erica. And then, of course, the most toxic man in Rochester is here, Big Ed. Moose
Big
and Breezy,
Ed.
It's Big Ed. Yesterday, I asked my wife what she wanted for our anniversary coming up, and she said a divorce. I said I wasn't planning on spending that much money. Have a great day, guys.
How are they still married?
I'll be at Three Heads later if you guys want to come by for 5 or 6.
So good.
Ah, Big Ed, you're a gem, buddy. Thanks for the offer. Appreciate it. And then let's go over to Rick here this morning. At my job, women get away with murder if they say I'm on my period. And if a guy tried I'm hormonal as an excuse, he'd be fired. There, I said it. Damn, Slick Rick with the hot take this morning.
Super hot take.
Women have always, they've been using the same excuse to get out of gym class for years.
Yeah, but we have bigger problems when it comes to men, so. I'm not going to get into that. Can't get political here on the show, but
no, of course not.
Yeah.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy 69 for the high today. It's actually beautiful out. Here's your guide to what's happening around the Rochester area today, especially if you're gearing up to start school next week. The City of Rochester's Office of Violence Prevention is giving out free school supplies at a community event today at the Rochester Community Sports Complex. That's on Oak Street. And people at the event can also learn about job training, youth programs, meditation, conflict resolution, emotional wellness, and a lot more. And there's also going to be haircuts, food. There's sneaker giveaways presented by Bruce Blue.
Nice.
It runs from 9:30 this morning until 1 p.m. And the Office of Violence Prevention serves as just a central hub for the city's initiatives to reduce violence. Also, the Boys and Girls Club of Rochester, they're giving away backpacks and then other school supplies to its members today ahead of the new school year. That's going to start next week. That event runs from 2 to 5:30 today at the club's headquarters on Genesee Street. Dr. Bettina Love, she's a New York Times bestselling author and Edison Tech graduate. She's going to be speaking at the event. So it's an opportunity to go down there and maybe, I don't know, I love that some of these events are teaching kids meditation.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing. How would I have felt as a kid if someone was like, we're going to learn how to meditate today?
You're like, nah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. But when you think about it, I think it's a really great resource to have as a kid to learn how to just, you know, Shut it down. Control your emotions. How are we feeling today? Let's learn to meditate. If there's anything in school I wish I would have, if I can go back and learn anything, it'd probably be meditation, how to balance a checkbook, and stocks.
Yeah.
Things that they might have taught me in high school that I just don't remember.
He was sleeping through,
I blacked out, you guys. So if you want to get over there today, that's happening today, the City of Rochester. Office of Violence Prevention, that's 9:30 to 1. And then the Boys and Girls Club of Rochester giving away backpacks, that's 2 to 5:30.
Awesome. Thank you, Moose. When it comes to the big news that took place yesterday, it literally shook the internet to its core. Taylor and Travis are engaged.
That they are.
And ready to tie the knot. I am so curious to know what their wedding is going to look like. What is she going to wear? Is she going to sing at her wedding? What's the vibe going to be? Is she going to have bridesmaids? But one of the biggest questions that I think the internet and just people alike are just so fixated on is this prenup. Is she going to make Travis sign a prenup? Obviously, he doesn't have to have her sign a prenup. She has way more money than him.
Right.
But I think it's a bigger conversation of prenups in general, because I don't always think they're a bad thing.
I really don't. I agree. I mean, you guys listening, anyone ever been asked to sign a prenup before? How did that go over? And if she were to ask him, how would he respond?
I think he would do whatever it is that she needs him to do.
We'll talk about all of it coming up next on PXY. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce are officially engaged. And of course, the next big question isn't about wedding or dresses or venues. Is there going to be a prenup?
Yeah, everyone's and panicking.
We get it. She's worth $500 million. But the second you even say the word prenup, people get uncomfortable. 585-252-9800. Any of you ever been asked to sign a prenup before? Did you just say okay, or did you have a meltdown? Maybe you asked someone to sign a prenup. And I'm just really curious to hear how that conversation sounds between couples.
Taylor Swift. Okay, let's look here. Taylor Swift is worth $1.6 billion. Okay, and then Travis is worth, let's see here, $60 million. So there's a bit of a disparity there, right? Like,
yeah, she's definitely, I mean, that's without a question. I think we knew that.
And I think one of the biggest things that everyone's like, oh, well, she is obviously going to make him sign a prenup. And I thought to myself, like, oh my God, no, she's so in love. Like, you know, she's going to just let it be. But there's just simply no way. There's no way. She's too smart.
Right, but you should be when you're that intelligent and you're that, you know, you have that much money. She's already a smart businesswoman. Mm-hmm. You know, and can you truly believe in forever while also preparing for divorce? Yes, it's called protecting yourself and your assets.
I think one of the biggest things about prenups, and like, prenup is such a scary word, and everyone like clenches every time they hear the word prenup. But the way I look at a prenup, it's not shady. It's not disrespectful. It's not like this. It should just be looked at as insurance for your marriage, right?
Yeah.
We get insurance for everything in life. Literally, we get literal life insurance. We get car insurance. We get house insurance. I could insure my left pinky toe right now if I wanted to.
By the way,
this should not be any different.
Well, if you don't have kids, or if you don't have assets, or really any kind of money, a prenup is pointless. I mean, you're starting a fight for no reason. I'm not asking anyone to set a prenup. I don't have anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is for people with money. Let's be honest. Remember Mel Gibson and Robin Moore? She got half of everything because no prenup. They married in 1980, I think before his success, but $425 million.
Mm-hmm.
She got half of all his earnings during marriage because California is a 50-50 state. And a lot of these big stars, they're mostly in California.
Right.
Michael Jordan never got a prenup because he was technically married before he blew up and became the GOAT. But after his divorce, he had to dish over $168 million.
Okay, so I guess that begs the question, because again, I don't know anything about prenups. Like, I've never been in that situation personally. You can only get it before you're married. You can't get it after, correct? Or is that something that you can either have a discussion with a financial planner or a life insurance person? I don't know.
I'm not really sure. Does anybody know how that works? Can you get a prenup after you're married? If you both agree to sign it, I don't see why not.
I don't think that Travis will have an issue. I don't think they are in it for any money and monetary value. They're both wildly successful.
Yep.
Taylor's obviously a little more successful, but Travis, respectfully, Travis will bark like a dog. He'll do whatever it is that she wants him to do.
Well, I have no idea what their relationship looks like behind the scenes, but it seems like they're extremely happy, and it does seem genuine. Erica says, good morning, guys. A prenup is just boundaries. If couples are not emotionally mature enough to talk about money, then they shouldn't be married.
Then they shouldn't be
getting
married.
I agree 100%. You have to have these tough conversations. And the thing is, especially with relationships, and I'm even speaking from experience here, everything is great in the beginning and you're on your best behavior. Things start to get real messy when you start to have real one-on-one conversations with your significant other. And one of those really tough conversations is always about money. Do you guys align when it comes to how you spend your money, how you save, all of those things?
Right.
Because some people wait to have those conversations until it's almost time to get married, and that's when everything just starts crumbling like blue cheese.
I've known people that I'm like, so what's going on with the wedding? Like, how's, you know, that's expensive, right? How do you guys plan on like navigating that? Oh, I don't know how much he makes. You're getting married and you don't know how much he makes?
That's mind blowing to me.
I mean, we talked about that last week, but like, what? You should not be marrying somebody who you are afraid to talk about certain things with, whether that be money, whether that be kids, whether that be literally anything. There should be nothing off limits in your relationship if you truly plan on spending the rest of your life with that person.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. Like,
there are some conversations that are very uncomfortable to have, this being one of them, but you got to have it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rachel. My ex called me a gold digger when I brought up a prenup, and I was making a lot more than him. And it was never about the money. It was more about protecting both of us at the same time.
I just think it's funny because like history shows that like men are always the ones kind of facilitating a prenup or proposing a prenup, but like it's not a gender thing. It's a wealth thing.
There are a lot of women that have made their living by taking a guy for everything he's got.
Right. But I'm just saying it doesn't matter if it's the guy or the girl. It's whoever has the money in the relationship. That's who's going to get screwed in the end.
In this case, it's Taylor. And there's no way in hell this woman is not going to make him sign a prenup. There's just no way. She's too smart. And all of her people around her, management, publicists, they're all going to say the exact same thing. But she doesn't need to be told that. She already knows.
This person says prenup is before marriage and postnup is after marriage if you come to an agreement after. So, like, say something happens, I gain wild success, I gain millions of dollars.
Then
you have that conversation of a post of, we already got married, circumstances have changed. If something were to go wrong, here's what happens. So...
if I ever made Swift money, my prenup would be longer than the ceremony. Right? Of course.
But you never will, so it's totally fine.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with getting a prenup. I mean, like Breezy said, it's basically insurance. You got to protect yourself
for your marriage.
Because you never, ever know what could happen. And I said this earlier in the show. You don't know if Taylor Swift is going to get hammered or black out and make out or, you know, sleep with Elton John. Anything could happen at any given time.
And Travis could do the exact same thing.
With Elton, yeah, sure.
So.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
The back-to-school drama is real. It's not even back to school yet.
I know.
Still got another week. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome to another Parental Confidential. This message this morning came in from Linda from Greece, who says, hi guys, it's Linda from Greece.
Hi, Linda.
School starts next week, and I don't get it. My 7-year-old has to walk the longest route to get to the bus stop, and it makes zero sense because some kids are barely leaving their driveway. My kid's having to walk a half a mile just to catch the bus? And
this is discrimination.
I reached out to the Greece school district and the school itself. Nobody has an answer for me. Why is it okay to make a kid walk that far, especially when the weather gets bad? I work in the mornings, so I can't always drive him either. But does anyone know how this is supposed to work or if there's anything I can do on my end? Thank you, Moose and Breezy. All right, quick message from Linda. Very relatable, too, considering I don't think it's the first time we've heard a message like this.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not. We've definitely been down this road before.
585-252-9800, because our friend Linda here has a good point. Does anyone know how this works and if there's anything she can do about it? Because not all parents are capable, as we know, of driving their kid to school each morning.
Right.
If you've been in a situation like this, how do you fix it? Because the first thing that comes to my mind is, what if this poor kid breaks his leg and has to go on crutches? Then what? Good luck, little Tim.
Absolutely screwed.
God bless
you. See ya.
See you later. What are you doing?
I know. It's just part of the jurisdiction of where you live, what the bounds are, because there were neighborhoods in around me, like I didn't grow up in a neighborhood, but there were neighborhoods. It's like, I'll meet at one stop, and I'm sorry if you live at the top of the hill, but like genuinely not my problem. It's just saving time, and honestly, sometimes the district has to do that.
But isn't it a safety concern for a 7-year-old?
Oh, they don't care. They literally don't care. Also, there are kids that like walk to school as well that are probably walking the same, if not a similar distance.
I know. It's different times. And we always talk about this too, because if I ever got a lecture from my parents, it's I had to walk to school in the snow barefoot or up a hill. We've heard that story. It's like, did you guys all grow up in the same exact place?
We had buckets on our heads. It's like, you grew up right here in America. It wasn't a third world country. Like,
Wait, why the bucket on the head?
I mean.
What was that for? Covering yourself from the rain?
No, like literally farming.
What? To put the berries.
Yeah. Yep. Again, you wouldn't even know what I'm talking about because that didn't happen here. Well, maybe some Mennonites do that, but we're not going to get into that. I'm always like, the Mennonites are always catching strays, you know, from me.
They really are. Absolutely.
They're like, we literally don't even listen to your show because we don't have a technology. So leave us out of it.
But we still enjoy electricity. Let's go over to Chelsea that's texting in first. What's up, guys? Linda, check with the school board about submitting a formal complaint, because sometimes when parents push, they adjust the routes. My niece had a long walk in Henrietta, and after enough phone calls, they changed it. So that's what you got to do. You got to nag them about the entire bus stop situation. I remember at 7 years old, my bus stop was directly across the street from the house. Mm-hmm. So I just had to walk over there and wait at the corner. It was very convenient. And I couldn't imagine at that age walking like half a mile.
Right. I know. I mean, I already told you the story about my brother, but I'll tell you again.
No.
My mom was like, well, this was all by choice, but my mom was like, you can either play a sport, get a gym membership, or walk home from school. Granted, we lived 5.5 miles from school. Oh. It was literally a 2-hour walk. He's like, I'll walk home.
No.
Yeah.
Why? Why did he decide to do that?
I don't know. Also, we live
Max,
on a very busy road.
Max,
so.
Are you listening right now, buddy? I know you are. What possessed you to want to walk 5 miles home from school?
Literally 5 miles. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you're not even exaggerating.
And my friends, we would be driving home from school, and they would see him and be like,
do you want to lift?
Max, like, hop in. He's like, no, I got to walk.
What a good kid. Obeying by the rules.
So honest. Yeah. It was honestly wild times, wild behavior indeed.
If you guys are just tuning in right now, so Linda from Greece sends us this message. Her 7-year-old has to walk the longest route to school to the bus stop when school starts next week. Some kids are barely leaving their driveway. She doesn't have the means to drive them each morning because she works. And so how does she handle a situation like this? Because when the weather gets bad, and we know it will in January, what do you do in a situation like this?
Right.
It's a safety
concern.
It is a safety concern. Chelsea says, who else is here? Let's go to Jennifer. I work mornings too, and my son had to walk a mile last year. I ended up leaving him earlier and just having a neighbor watch him until the bus came. Not perfect, but better than stressing both of us out. Adriana says, Moose and Breezy, I heard what you guys are talking about. This mom might be able to request a closer bus stop through the transportation department. My friend did that for her kids. They're supposed to consider safety in extreme weather conditions, so best of luck.
This person says, my kids go to Greece High School, and they were supposed to walk to another neighborhood. I emailed the director, and they realized it was a quote-unquote error. Now they are being picked up closer, but it is still a walk. This person says, Greece is catching strays too. Greece changed them. I mean, makes sense. Greece changed the walking bus stop guidelines. High school kids can now walk up to 1.5 miles.
Oh.
If I was walking 1.5 miles to school, I just simply wouldn't go. I'm like, honestly, I can't sweat before homeroom. This is insane.
Do you remember when, I think it was Greece. Do you remember when the buses were trying to save money on gas so they would do no left turns? And their route was only bus drivers making right-hand turns.
I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, that was a real thing. But I don't know what district. I just remember they were doing it, and it was working like a charm.
No left turns.
Yeah, because it's longer to make a long left turn.
We also just chucked it into cruise control and just like hope for the best. Kids, it's a rolling stop. Come through.
I was such a tattletale growing up.
Still are.
No, I'm not. I told on our bus driver because I thought he was drinking on the job. But it was a diet.
It's a crazy accusation.
Right. And I went home, told my mom. She called the school. I was like, you want to check bus 748? I think the driver's under the influence.
It's like, it's a Fresca.
It was a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
So that was my bad. Let's go over to Mark real quick.
It's not you threatening this man's job. He's like just trying to provide for his family. You're like, he's hammered. He's like, I'm really not.
I was 7. Same problem
you
here.
You would do that now, though. You would do that now.
I send my kid with reflective gear in a phone if he has to walk that far. It's not ideal, but the school said the bus stop replacement isn't flexible unless there's a documented safety concern. It's ridiculous that kids have to walk that far when they're that young. The system is broken.
Think about my plantar fasciitis. Like, please give me a break.
That's true. Kids have that too. Oh. And then, we got a bus driver here. Let's go over to this guy I told on.
Literally.
What's up, Tom? Tom's weighing in. Good morning, guys. I just want to give some perspective from someone who used to drive a school bus. Sometimes the routes are set based on distance guidelines, neighborhood layouts, and traffic safety. It's not always something the bus drivers decide. If parents raise concerns, the district sometimes will reevaluate stops, especially for younger kids. My advice, keep documenting and keep calling the school. They can only ignore you so much. All right, that's good advice. Thank you, Tom. Sorry.
He goes, you also almost costed me my job, but thank you so much.
I'm sorry about what I did when I was seven. Thank you for the message this morning, Linda. It's a relatable topic because so many people have gone through the same thing, especially in Greece.
You wanted to be a cop at the ripe age of seven.
PXY Mornings. We'll do another parental tomorrow morning on PXY.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
As of yesterday, the Powerball jackpot has surged to an estimated $815 million, making it the seventh largest jackpot in Powerball history.
Let's go.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So the next drawing is scheduled for tonight. Some say if you win the jackpot, it will be the biggest regret of your life. Does anyone else feel like winning this insane amount of money is more of a curse than it is a blessing?
It changes literally everything. It changes your life will never ever be the same. And if you watch any of those shows, the downfall and the curse of winning the lottery, winning the jackpot, winning the Powerball, insert an enormous amount of money here. You literally, your downfall is about to unfold in front of your very eyes. I distinctly remember, I don't know how old I was, but I remember watching one of those shows, and I was very young and very impressionable, and I just saw this woman blackout in the back of a limousine. And that's how she got around. She had no more friends. She had no more family.
Me
she
in Italy.
She was an alcoholic. Yeah, she was an alcoholic. That's a
perfect example, Breezy. Jack Whitaker, $315 million. His granddaughter died from an overdose. He was robbed multiple times, sued a lot. And then he said if he had one wish, it would have been to tear up the ticket in the first place.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So can you explain to me this? Because I don't play Powerball. I don't play the lottery. I don't know how it works. I don't get it. Is this a national thing or is this just here in New York?
No, the Powerball is national.
Okay.
So that's why it's so big. This is, I mean, like I said, this is the seventh largest in jackpot history.
Yeah.
I bought my tickets last night.
So let me ask you this. It's different than, you know, the lottery, right? Like the New York lottery.
That's right. Because
The Powerball is different than the New York lottery.
Correct. New York lottery, it's just for the state of New York. I mean, you have two major lottery games. There's Mega Millions, and then you have Powerball. And both are offered, I think, in what, all states?
Okay, and then that's my next question. Based on state, do you have to disclose that you are the winner? If it was up to me, I wouldn't tell anybody.
There are some states where I believe you have to make an announcement.
Like come forth, yeah.
Yeah, because there was one story that I saw of a guy who had to go on TV, but he wore a mask and gloves the whole time. He wore the scream mask, so his family members wouldn't know it was him that won the jackpot.
Genius.
And there's two types of people when it comes to winning the lottery. I mean, you have people who would keep it a secret, which would be me.
That would be me too.
And then you have others who would go full Kardashian overnight.
Which is insane because like we are like the loudest mouths in Rochester, but I am capable of keeping a secret.
No, I could something you like know, this.
Yeah.
Because
your life kind of depends on it, honestly.
You already know the bad that can come from this.
Right.
Let's say you won this $815 million jackpot. Most people already know the first thing they would do with the money because everyone has thought at least once in their life what it would be like to get filthy rich.
Right.
Me, I'm calling my boy in Pennsylvania, financial advisor. Tell me what to do with the money, where to put it.
Yeah.
Then I would start writing some wills. Okay, my niece, my nephews at this age, they're going to get this lump sum.
Right.
Then it goes to family members, and then I start making donations, and then you never hear from me again.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Because Moose goes, if you won the lottery, would you still do this job? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I would get my affairs in order, but yeah, I would do this job.
So I think it depends. Here's the thing, because we just get this text right now. This came in from Josh. Guys, money doesn't change you. It just changes the way people treat you. Yes and no.
Yeah, yes and no.
Money changes how people treat you. You got the fake friends, the long-lost cousins suddenly showing up, all that.
Right.
But let's not pretend that it doesn't change you, because if you got $800 million in the bank, your priorities shift. Your standards go up, and so does your ego.
Yeah.
You just become a different person. That's what money does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny to go back and read all of these stories of the people who won the lottery, and all of the stories are dark, like this Jack Whitaker. Then you have Billy.
Jack Whitaker sounds like
an actor,
a horror character. Reaper Jack Whitaker. Okay.
And then you have Billy Bob Harrell Jr., won $31 million, bought everyone houses and cars, was hounded constantly for money, couldn't take it anymore, took his own life.
Oh my God. Yeah, see, keep it on the low low. Keep it on the low low.
Abraham Shakespeare, we all remember him, won the jackpot, was murdered by a woman who befriended him after the win. Killed him for his money.
And it's so hard for like us specifically, because like there are people that like want to know us and want to befriend us for the job that we do. And that's fine and well, right? But add another layer of money on top of that, because it's, I mean, we're no millionaires. Let's keep calling.
Well, I mean, what are you talking about? What is it that we offer?
What do you mean?
Tickets to Ja Rule? What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe it's just me that's getting these requests, which is totally fine.
No.
Can't relate.
I'm not disagreeing. Like, the ticket thing is always going to be there, but we're talking about people with like...
No, but I'm saying like we understand it on like the smallest degree possible, but add money on top of that. It's like... It's all over.
Yeah, you add money on top of anything. I wonder, and I'm asking this to some of our listeners, because this is not for Breezy and I. Would you stay with your current partner if you hit the jackpot?
Why not?
Oh, some people are not happy. And they're like, when you got money, you can have anything, do anything. I guarantee you there's so many people that are like,
okay, if you're not in love and you're not happy, yeah, get your divorce, get your bag and leave.
Don't. The guy that just won the $273 million?
Yeah.
He won it a week after his wife divorced him. What are the odds? I love that story. He looks so happy in this photo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's tough.
Well, yeah. I mean, might as well be a week before and not a week after, because that could get a little dicey.
Okay, guys, so the Powerball is tonight. I think they do the drawing at like 10:59 p.m. Eastern time. What I did, and I'm not telling you my numbers, but I asked ChatGPT to spit me out 3 random games, okay? That's a total, I believe, 18 numbers. That's the five with the 6 Powerball? Anyways.
I don't know how to play, but yes.
It's $2 a ticket, so I went in. I gave the woman...
How many tickets did you buy?
It's 3 total. Okay. So I'm playing 3 games.
Okay.
And I got to tell you, these numbers look like winners to me.
Oh, please.
They look like winners. If I do win,
You had nothing to do with it. Let's just put it that way.
Don't matter how you win, as long as you win the game. But if I did win, Breezy, don't worry. I already figured out the amount of money that I would give you, even though you don't deserve it. I'm a very generous individual.
Right.
You'd be taken care of.
Okay, perfect. That's all I really... It doesn't matter if I deserve it or not. As long as I get it...
Realistically, how much do you think you should get if I won $815 million?
I said a million. You said 10, so let's meet at 5.
I would do 5.
All right, 5
That's pocket change.
Yeah, that's
great. What about me?
We'll talk to you later about that one. We'll have to sort something out off air. You know what I mean? But it'd be similar. Maybe slightly less. But
yeah, so guys, if we show up tomorrow morning and it's just dead air, you know why.
You know why.
Will be. Miley Cyrus can definitely love you better. That's what she does.
She for sure can.
It's 69 for the high today. What a beautiful start to the morning.
Yes.
Guys, PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy here. We all have that one friend who's a ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
For years, but now the vibes are off. They've
vibes
changed.
Are off.
Maybe success got to their head. Maybe they're just, I don't know, deadbeat. Whatever the reason may be, they're not who they once were. And as somebody who's very loyal, like Breezy, How do you handle a situation like that?
So it's been tough because I have always taken pride in the fact that I have had the same friends since high school, right? And everyone's like, oh my God, I hated high school. I couldn't get out of there quick enough. Like, bah. I'm like, oh my God, I love it. I loved it. I love the friends that I made. I love the connections that I made. Like, I still to this day talk to most of them on a near daily basis.
Sure.
And I'm lucky in that sense because not everyone can say that, either that they left with friends or that they still have them. But I'm noticing that although I may have left high school, God, 15 years ago with a solid group of friends, they're not the same people as they were in high school. And I don't think we should be, right? I think we should evolve. And I think that we should grow and mature and move on to the next chapter of our lives. But when you change so drastically and you change who you are as a person to your core, it's you find yourself in a tough situation to continue to be friends with these people that you just quite literally have nothing in common with.
Well,
you don't believe in their lifestyle. You don't understand their lifestyle.
So do they owe you a conversation or is it okay to just kind of drift away quietly?
I think that it's okay to drift away quietly, but what I'm going through right now is like, I just don't understand. Like, I just don't understand how someone can change so drastically. And I've talked about this with like my mom and my friends' moms and my friends, and they will just say like, this is a part of life. But I'm having a really hard time dealing with the fact that what at one point you were this person and now you are like a complete stranger to me.
Yeah.
Churning butter. you know, no.
Why? Did they turn Amish?
That's kind of the vibe that I'm getting a little bit. Like I'm being so genuine right now.
Really?
Like.
Where did this come from?
I'm trying to figure that out myself. And it's just like there was a point in our lives where like, they were, I don't know, not like making fun of people like that, but a little bit making fun of people like that. And you can live life however you want to live life. I think it's just when you get into your 30s, and I think other people can relate to this, and
right.
You make the shocking realization that like, oh, wait, I don't even know who this person is anymore.
Anyone ever?
Nor do I want to, if I'm being honest.
We've all had one friend that just kind of drifted away. And like you said, it is okay to outgrow people.
Right.
That's just life.
Right.
You want that to happen. As you get older, you want your circle to become smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, there are some friends who are just going to have different experiences in life and drift off and do their own thing, and you'll never understand it.
Yeah.
How do you know?
It's inexplainable. And I get that, like, there's a lot of things that go into play of, like, trauma and religion and people finding different things that they're interested in. But I get that people, like I said, I get that people change, but to change so drastically into so the other side of what you were, I think what kills me the most is curiosity, right? Like, I'm curious, what lever in your brain was switched that you're like, and now I am a completely different person?
Whatever experiences you've gone through or your spouse. You know, because you become a product of your environment.
Or the experiences that you are intaking on your phone.
If your husband doesn't like electricity, then you're not going to like electricity.
Yeah. If your husband wants churn butter, you're going to churn butter. And it's giving trad wife, and that's fine. If you want to live life that way, you do what you need to do. But it's just not for me, and I don't think I can relate. And I'm taking a step back. Respectfully, of course.
That's what you got to do. And I'm sure Ezekiel.
Do you think that I'm in the wrong for that?
No.
Or do you think I should be a good friend and continue
If you have questions, I 100% think you should call her and ask her. Like, what's Jeb Daddy up to? What's Jebediah doing?
Start barking Bible verses at me. I'm like, wait, I'm confused.
I mean, what's the final straw in your friendship with this girl? What's the final straw? It doesn't sound like you've hit your ceiling just yet.
Here's the thing. There is no straws because we don't live close to each other. So there's no like active communication, right? There's no like, oh, we talk all the time or I see her all the time. So it's just like when I hear whispers or I see something, I'm like, huh, okay, that's different. That's different. But I guess you're different now.
Right.
That's fine.
Well, and that's okay too. You just have to accept that. Except the fact that you're never ever going to talk to her again, and she used to be one of the closest people in your life. I'm just saying.
Not me sobbing. No, I know. I know. It's just a hard pill to swallow, and I guess that's the pills that we're swallowing in our 30s.
Yeah, I'll never forget one time I was in Pennsylvania, and I met an Amish guy, and I told him,
Amish?
No, Amish. Okay. And I told him straight up, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go off the grid. And he was like, ah, cute hobby.
Oh, you're like, honestly, show me.
I'll be here all night, you guys. Try the veal.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.